flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now it is time for the nephew who also holds a grudge and the prank phone call. Prank phone call for today.
Can we get it out?
No, I cannot.
That's you said that's weed.
It's time for the nephew.
That's weed. That's weed.
No, I forgot. But right now it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, this is for all the husbands out there, Shirley. That's what this is for. This is HPP. This is Husband Protection Program. Husband Protection Program. Because husbands need to be protected. That's it. Yeah. Husband Protection Program. Cat Dog, if you would.
Good afternoon. This is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. My name is Josh. I'm with HPP. Giving you a call. You are married to Mr. Sean. Am I correct?
Yes. You're with who now?
I'm with HPP. We actually pick your husband up from his job today. I wanted to give you a call.
Are you... Pick him up for what?
Okay, you're his wife, Morgan, right?
Correct.
Okay. Actually, just wanted to make sure that he's okay, and we're worried
Why
about his well-being.
Why would he not be okay? What happened?
Well, nothing's happened as of right now. We've had a conversation with him, and we've checked him out. He's definitely okay.
Yeah, but why are you picking him up, though? I don't understand why...
All right, just calm down. Hang on a second. I got a couple questions for you. Your husband, he is about, what, 5'9", correct?
Yes.
Right, and you would agree that Sean weighs about 175 pounds. Does that sound about right?
That he weighs, yes.
Okay. Here's another question. Now, exactly, Morgan, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9", as well.
Okay. And if you don't mind, I know it's a little different type of question, but if you don't mind, how much do you weigh?
I'm like 200. Wait a minute. What is how much I weigh have to do with it? What is wrong with him, and where is he right now?
We actually have him. We have him in our custody
right
now.
You have him where?
We have him in our custody right now.
Why?
Here at our headquarters at HPP. So
what is a HPP?
Ma'am, HPP is Husband Protection Program.
Husband Protection? I've never heard of such a thing. Why is he there?
Well, the problem we have, and we've been getting some actual complaints or whatnot, and not necessarily from him, but that you've been bullying your husband.
Okay, you know what? I'm at my job, and I'm going to need you to hold on 1 second so I can go in here. What did you say?
Have you and Sean had any arguments at all lately?
We're married. Have we had arguments? Of course you had arguments. What does that have to do with anything?
Have you guys had any altercations?
Any altercations?
Yes.
What kind of altercations?
Have you been bullying your husband in a physical way?
Have I been bullying him? Bullying him?
For somebody to turn in and give us...
Somebody who?
I can't put him on. This is what I'm talking about.
You called me at my job, put off the freaking HPP crap, and somebody turned somebody in for some arguing. We're married. Who do you freaking know who's married and does not argue?
I understand you're mad, but it is my job to protect husbands that are getting bullied by their wives. This is our
example. Protection for me? He is my Okay, let me speak to him.
I'm not at liberty to let you speak to him right now. To you, what you're not going to do is bully me as well. And I see
what... Everybody's trying to bully you. I want to know what's going on and why you're calling me at my job with some crap about him being at some headquarters on HPP. I don't even HPP is, never heard of HPP, and my husband is not even protected from anybody, especially not me.
It is husband protection program. You've been bullying your husband. You've been using bad language with your husband.
I want to talk to him. He's my husband. When he said I do, he said I do, accept whatever she says to me, whenever she says it, however she says it, and that's what the he did. And if he has a problem with arguing with me, he needs to stop his crap and it won't be no argument. And you tell him that.
You see, this is what we're talking about. This is why he's been picked up today and brought into our custody, so that he would be definitely protected from you.
You know what? If he needs some protection and he's in your custody now, you can keep him there. How about that?
Well, here's what we're going to do. Somebody's going to be picking you up, bringing you in, so we can have a conversation.
You're picking me up and bringing me nowhere. What do you think this is?
We're bringing you in so we can have a conversation with you. Let me explain something to you, ma'am. We will be bringing you in, having a conversation with you.
You're not bringing me in. I'm going anywhere with you.
You're
going
to be coming in, and you're going to do exactly what I'm telling you to do.
I'm not going anywhere with anybody.
Are you physically or mentally abusing your husband?
You know what? You don't have to pick me up. Tell me where you are. I will come to you. You don't have to pick me up. I will come down there. I will handle you and him at the same time. You tell me where... You are.
This is what we're talking about. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Is there some type of consequence if he doesn't listen to you?
Is there a consequence?
What are you doing? Are you treating your husband like a child? What are you doing to him?
If he's acting like a child, he's going to get treated like a child. If he has a problem with how I treat him, you talk to him about how he acts.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Morgan. What do you do for a living?
I am head of security at this building, and they're about to call security on me because I'm loud in this room back here.
Oh, so you're head of security. So you know all about putting people in chokeholds and how to apprehend a person, don't you?
That is my job. Yes, I do.
So are you doing that at home?
What? I'm not going to tell you again. I don't harm that man in any way. No way. Have I ever, would I ever, nor has he me. He needs to get his behind in his car and go back to work. We have bills to pay and don't have time for this crap.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You don't have nothing to say to me but that you about to put my husband on the phone and let me talk to him about this crap.
Sean, sit down. Sit down, Sean.
No, hand him the phone. Let me talk. I need to understand what the heck this
sit
is coming.
Sit down, Sean. I got it. Let me finish the talk conversation with, okay?
No, you don't need to finish it. Let me finish with his. Put him on the phone.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more thing to ask you. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Sean. Hello?
You... Forget you.
Morgan,
that.
You there?
I don't believe this crap.
Where you at right now, man? I was worried about the people at your job. Where you at?
I'm back here in this closet, sweating like a freaking pig in heat, dripping makeup everywhere. I cannot believe this.
Oh, God, man. Okay, baby, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you have it. Husband Protection Program. Husband Protection Program.
Like too much, sir.
Hey, it's supposed to be stupid. That's my job, all right? All right. Did I thank Milwaukee for coming out watching me do my job? Man, thank y'all
again. Before you do that, ask me what I'm thinking, Tommy.
What you thinking, big dog?
Nothing.
Oh, you thinking about something?
You have a blank
mind? Yeah, I ain't never heard you. I ain't never seen you think about nothing.
Empty as hell.
An idle mind?
Yeah.
I said it before, Memphis, Tennessee, here I come. It's Graceland, baby, Graceland. Soundstage at Graceland, February the 8th. In Memphis, Tennessee, the nephew is coming to town. Tickets on sale right
now. Hey, Tommy,
now.
You know, speaking of Memphis, man, you know, I just left Memphis for my father-in-law's 90th birthday when it snowed.
90, and, baby. Congrats.
I visited the Civil Rights Museum.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
And, wow, man, everybody should go there. It's amazing what they did, man. It's connected to the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King was at. There, they built a special hall where you can see the room that he was in while you're indoors, and you can walk out on the balcony where he was killed. It's a very eerie feeling, man. They got the same cars that were in the parking lot that day sitting right there. They really did a fantastic job. They got memorabilia. They got all types of stuff that you can get at the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. Really, really great job what they did there, man.
I would definitely go.
Historic.
All right. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.